Yeah.
Mr. President. There you are.
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. President.
Yeah. What is the situation on the labor thing? Anything new to report?
Well, yes, a little bit, sir. I talked to Fitzsimmons, and Fitz is great. He'll hang with us on everything except the one problem that he claims that labor as a united front would simply be unable to go along with the pay board if we didn't recognize the sanctity of contracts in principle. Now, that doesn't suggest how the payments have to be made or how they have to be stretched out or whether all have to be made, but the principle has to be recognized. I think from what George Shultz and I last night were able to determine, that's the consensus of most of the feeling on...
What about the nothing developed between the business fellows and the...
Yes. Yesterday,
I know they were... George told me, but I didn't get a report after the meeting that Biagini and his group was going to put something up. But did anything occur?
Yes, Biagini was meeting with the...
Your business side.
With the business side last night, the public members this morning, trying to put a consensus together, and I gather he had done some spade work with Meany, because Meany yesterday afternoon was a great deal more conciliatory than he was during the morning session, and he and Biagini kind of led the discussion, and the two of them together... Well, I think the two of them, at least Fitz's feeling last night when I talked to him, was that the two of them have arrived at some general understanding. And I think it looks pretty good. I don't think it's, well, I would have to say today, I don't think it's going to blow. I think that if the business people, perhaps unanimously, if we could get it, or maybe with one dissent, because there's one hard rock in there, come around and say, well, we do recognize the principle of sanctity of contracts, which is something hard for them not to do, really.
Yeah.
We're going to work out the amounts, and we're going to work out the schedule of payments, and we're going to work this out. But we do recognize the principle. Then she'll stay together. And I extracted yesterday from Fitz a flat-out commitment that he would not leave the board or walk out under any circumstances, provided that one point is covered. And he said, from there on, you can count on me, right? All the way through next year.
Right.
So that's a good step. I met with Lovestone last evening and planted all the thoughts that we discussed, including the one about your not being able to come to the convention if, he said, Meany wants you to come to the convention, very much wants you to, that you would get a good reception, that he personally does not think Meany will walk out of this thing, certainly not before the convention. That's his own assessment. And he thinks Meany is boxed. He made it very clear. He said, I don't think that George really has any choice in the matter. So I think that's also Fitz planted with Meany an interesting idea that if Meany were to walk out, that he, Fitz, would recommend to you that you simply extend the freeze, which means that workers get nothing, and that Meany would then be put in the position of having, by picking up his marbles and walking away from the game, would then be in the position of having denied his own workers a pay increase that they otherwise would have gotten.
Right.
That's a pretty powerful weapon.
So, might do that too.
Well, we parlayed that a bit yesterday afternoon. We had Fitz saying, taking that line in the pay board.
Right.
So I think, Mr. President, we'll know. Of course, they're meeting this morning with the...
Yeah, then there'll be no reason for us to have a meeting today. Then, you know, the thing at 3 o'clock we were talking about. I don't want to just sit and guess about it. That's the point.
I don't really think then it's necessary, Mr. President, unless something happens this afternoon to change it.
Well, give me a call in case you think that the meeting between Weber, Shultz, and you will be important to, as to what role we can play. See?
George and I would like to leave Weber out of that, Mr. President, because...
Oh.
We don't think you should have any contact.
I see, with the board. I agree. He's a board member. You're correct.
So it
fine. Well, just George and you then. Fine. Well, you talk to George, and if you or George or both want to talk, why, they will do it. But I also want to talk about a progress thing, you know, because I don't want to get into these day-to-day hackles.
No, you shouldn't have to.
That's up to the boys to work something out.
Well,
I talked to him on the phone, gave him all the guidelines, and he knows exactly what I'm willing to do.
Yes, and he and I met last night at 7:30 to go through this. So that we won't bother you unless it takes a bad turn. Just assume we'll keep it on the track.
Okay.
And then if there is a problem, we'll let you know, sir. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. Right.
I'm working with the unions this morning on our wheat deal, so we'll see if we can...
We hope that works out.
We've got them all coming in here, and we'll sit them down and put them through the griddle.
Right.
I think we can... Well, we'll do our best to get that one locked up and good underway this week.
Right, right, right. Okay, fine, fine. Nothing else you have today?
No, nothing too important. Well, interesting report from Lou Harris, who is out mm-hmm. was out surveying last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send you a memo on it because it's very complicated. He finds that the Vietnam sentiment continuing to go down and down. He said mm-hmm. he was just staggered by the results. But the China thing, he finds the public reaction really didn't change a hell of a lot on China as a result of the Taiwan vote.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a...
By the Vietnam sentiment, you mean support for Vietnam?
Support for Vietnam, he said, is just...
Well, we know that.
Keeping on a steady line down. He said yeah. he had hoped that the issue... Lou is basically a hawk, as mm-hmm. I guess I've told you. And,
yeah.
And he said that he had hoped that the thing was diffused. He said mm-hmm. he discovers that it is still very much an issue that
mm-hmm.
high in people's minds, and that at this
right.
point their support for the country of Vietnam has
gone way down.
All-time
sure.
low. Just,
we know that. We know that.
Way the hell down.
Right.
I got him to change mm-hmm. the wording of his poll, or of his column yesterday, which I thought would have been
mm-hmm.
a little tough for you before the speech, but...
yeah, it's all right. Well, it doesn't make a lot that much difference.
I don't think it does, although I took some of the stuff out. That
what else? Then the China thing, he didn't find too much change.
He said he found no change, and interestingly enough, the support for the UN hadn't changed as a result of the... the Taiwan.
I would question
incident.
That, but nevertheless, that may be.
Well, the way he asked the questions, he didn't get right to the gut questions, but he said that
he wouldn't. Of course, that's one where he would not want the support for the UN to change. You know, too, he might not ask it too tough.
He didn't.
Yeah, you know, because I know his views on that. Yeah,
he thinks politically things are still going very well for us. Although he's a little concerned over attitudes on phase two, but he thinks that'll
phase two. Yeah.
He thinks that'll snap out.
How does he feel about the economy?
He still feels the same. He said that he talked about the American business community in a way that
mm-hmm.
would have made us
yeah.
must
yeah.
made us sound quiet. He said he's never seen such a bunch of goddamn.
What's he think about what's he think about our Democratic candidates now? They're certainly floundering around, doesn't he?
Yes,
what about the Teddy tax? Did you go into that?
Yes, and he said there's no doubt in his mind what Kennedy is doing. He absolutely recognizes the pattern from other years that that he's just lashing out daily, that he's trying to take the lead position.
What's he think about the rather sustained Democratic and editorial attack we've had since the UN thing?
He doesn't think that's going to hurt us a bit. He thinks you were perfectly postured on the UN.
Yeah,
beautifully postured.
To get out of the way, yeah.
Right. And
incidentally, one thing I think was good with those mayor race yesterday, Rizzo, of course, is by far better for us than Longstreth.
That helps us.
And Perk winning in Cleveland is good. I mean, any Republican is better than any Democrat, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And, of course, Lugar ran a hell of a race. He just went all out, so...
Perk is not just any Republican. He's been a part of our white ethnic operation, and
mm-hmm.
he's a Eastern European Catholic
good man, huh?
Hardliner,
good.
Former freedom fighter guy,
good.
Very close to our operations. I think he's...
Yeah. Right, well, I'm going to call him.
And that Heinz
yeah.
fellow, that's quite a victory for us.
Yeah. Well, we should win that. Corbett had it all the time.
Well, but that district...
He's kind of on the liberal side. I know the district Democratic.
Oh, hell, very, and very heavily labor. I had George Bell up there this weekend mm-hmm. at some of the labor meetings. Oh, that Boilermakers affair
yeah.
turned out to be quite a thing. They, the unions, the hardline unions, the building trades and the... construction unions were really working for this guy, and
yeah.
George said it was amazing that Boilermakers dinner. They had 2,500 people,
yeah.
and gave your message a standing ovation. That's
yeah.
that crowd that you had in one day,
yeah.
labor boys.
Yeah.
But that's an area of
where we're going to go in there at a proper time.
We're going to surprise hell out of people in that area.
Right. Well, I think Rizzo's thing is very significant, you know, because basically it's an interesting thing in Philadelphia. The Rizzo vote really was more our vote than this Longstreth vote. Longstreth was appealing to the blacks and the Jews.
That's right.
And Rizzo was appealing to the white ethnics. It was the goddamn thing you ever saw.
It was exactly turned around. That's right.
Yeah.
The people that...
And he got some Democrats, of course, but... it's very interesting that Longstreth, you see, the Republican went just for the other issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
Well, that
okay.
shows you the potency of the social issue.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.